Said G.K. Chesterton, "A small circle is quite as infinite as a large circle. But though it is quite as infinite, it is not so large." Hi, welcome to Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, G.K. Chesterton's classic Orthodoxy makes a powerful point that relates to the power of the Christian worldview.
John, if you think about two circles, one bigger than the other, both go around and around and around, but one covers a lot more ground. Mm-hmm. This image relates to two different ways of looking at the world. Each explain a number of things, but one explains them in a larger way.
So the little circle has content. It's just that the bigger circle is able to deal with, say, a lot more.
Mm. And when you're looking for the right worldview, this is one of the tests we ought to consider. What worldview explains things in a larger way? In philosophical terms, what has the best explanatory scope and explanatory power?
All right, hold on right there. How would you define explanatory scope? Is that a mouthwash? And explanatory power?
Explanatory scope. It refers to the range of issues a worldview can cover. How far does it reach? Explanatory power refers to how well a worldview deals with the issues at hand. How deep does it go?
Okay, so you're talking about breadth and depth here. Then how does a Christian worldview measure up to all of this?
Well, the Christian worldview has tremendous explanatory scope and explanatory power. It draws a big circle because it deals with a range of issues. It tackles them in depth. For example, the Bible tells us where we came from. It tells us why we're here. It even tells us where we're going. Chesterton was looking at life. He was looking for answers, and he discovered Christianity. It helps us make sense of the world.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan. It's ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at reasonwhy.org.